Open up the service this morning with hymn number 48 in your old hymnals. And let's all stand as we sing. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's turn over to hymn number 54 for our next song. I was wrong. It's in the gray book.
Thank you. Welcome to the morning worship service at Grace Baptist Church. A special welcome to our guests. What a great day it is to have two folks from the mission field to be here with us today. We had a chance to hear Matt Barfield in the last hour, and he will be speaking again at 1 o'clock. I hope that you would all consider staying for that from the 1 to 2 o'clock hour. And we also have a candidate missionary seeking support yet to go back to Haiti, which is his home area, Jimmy Pierre. So it's great to have him here. And he will be giving us an address at around 12:30 over the noon hour, around 12:30 to nearly 1 o'clock. He's got a video I'm sure you're going to enjoy seeing, and it's very enlightening. So it's a great day, many opportunities. I'm just going to ask the ushers to come forward, and we'll have our morning offering. Mr. Hansen, lead us in prayer, please. Amen.
Stand one more time as we sing.
Thank you.
Please turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. Would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? We've been going verse by verse through the Gospel of Mark. We find ourselves today in chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. There we pray. We believe there is one God, the Father of Jesus Christ, the Creator of all things seen and unseen, a God who has all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, everywhere at the same time, and a God who loves us, a God of great grace, who has provided a means by which justice can be satisfied and mercy can be poured out, and we sinners that we are, have the opportunity of finding full forgiveness by believing in the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Lord, there's none like the Lord Jesus. And what an opportunity it is today to study and to understand more of who he is and what he would have us to do. Would you please speak to us through thy Holy Spirit, using the Word of God to shape us, to transform us, to provoke us unto love and to good works. Bless all who hear this message. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Title of today's message, Time to Clean House. Mark 11, 15 through 17. They say if you want to find where a man's heart is, see what really makes him angry. So we might ask the question, what makes you angry? What makes you angry? I looked up a list on the internet, top 100 causes of anger. I won't read all of them, but I'll give you a feel for the substance of these causes of anger. 100 top causes of anger in people. 1, people driving too close behind you. And 2, this isn't necessarily in order of prominence, mobile phone shouters. The 3rd thing people listed, people who smell. Next, people are angered by those who eat with their mouths open. Foreign call centers. People who cough and do not cover their mouths. Slow internet connections. Dog owners who don't clean up after their dogs. Door-to-door salesmen. Stubbing your toe. Yeah, that's a big one. And what sets you off more than that? Bullying. Computer crashing, losing work you spent 3 hours doing. Email spam. Here's a bad one. Leaving a tissue in a pocket and putting it in a washing machine. Driving too slowly in the fast lane. Advertisements between TV programs, people reading over your shoulder, people jumping the queue, junk mail, stepping in chewing gum, people who walk painfully slowly on the street,
Noisy neighbors, sweating. Do you know anybody who's angry because they sweat? Delays at the airport, smoking, road rage, people who leave their mobile phones turned off just when you need to contact them urgently. Bossiness, paper cuts, overpackaged toys, bad hair days, getting something in your eye. Now, if you're going to list what really makes you angry, would you, well, slow traffic lights, breaking a nail, children at weddings. If you want to find where a man's heart is, see what really makes him angry. What makes you angry? More importantly, we're going to lead up to this question. You might kind of be working on it. What should, if anything should, what should anger us spiritually? Well, never in his earthly ministry is Jesus shown to be angrier than in our text for today. What's the problem? It's not the system itself. Every day the shops sold wine, salt, oil, oxen, sheep, doves, etc., that were requirements for sacrifices. Also, money changers were necessary to convert Greek and Roman money into Jewish coins by which all temple dues had to be paid. These arrangements were thus not only harmless, but necessary. So again, what's the problem? Well, here's the charge. We find it in Mark 11, verse 46. You have made my house a den of thieves. Then the problem is stealing. No. At least that's not the central issue. I believe he's quoting from Jeremiah chapter 7 there. Let's turn there, Jeremiah 7. We'll read verses 9 through 11. Jeremiah 7, 9. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. So they acted as though saying, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Yeah, that's what God liberated us to do, go off and sin. Jesus is rebuking, in other words, a spirit of lawlessness, a cavalier thumbing the nose at God, a presumptuous going about of unrighteous